So this is the launch of my under eyes.
Right, I'm just looking at my diary while you tell us about your under eyes, yes. Love.
Sun damage is how you age. And if you protect your skin,
you won't age as much.
So I don't know how many times I need to tell everyone this. SPF is one of the most important steps of your routine.
You can put your serum on, great.
Literally.
But you're still going outside even when it's cloudy.
Literally. But, oh, the hack.
Right, let's put this story onto the bonus just in case because it's a bit, ooh.
Okay.
Yeah, tell us the hack though.
The lady got a notification on her phone.
That somebody had weighed themselves at 3 a.m. Sounds like a post-sex clear out. And then while you're there, she thought, ooh, scales, I wonder how I'm doing.
Guys, hello and welcome to Nip Tuck Not Giving a Fuck.
Hello.
Hi. So, here it is.
What have we got coming up?
Well, I need to talk about what's on my face.
Ah.
So we'll do that.
What's on your face, love?
What's on my face?
Got a bit of something on your face.
Literally. So if you're watching on YouTube, which you all absolutely should be, YouTube is where it's at, guys. And where it's really at, actually, is Patreon.
Oh, yeah.
Like, we need to talk about that because I've been having some Easter fun on Patreon.
Do you know what? I've not been on it as much this weekend. I was actually going to write a message this morning to the girls and say, bear with.
I'm on it. Quite a bit, yeah.
I was like, bear with,
in my what's it called, not narcolepsy, the other one,
insomnia.
Yeah. Anyway, so guys, as always, we need you get in touch. We've got actually quite a lot of dilemmas and advice stuff heading over to bonus this week, but we always need like your funny stories. What do you want to hear from us? Is there any certain guests you want to see? You are the main part of the podcast, so head over to @NipTuckPod. And if you have a look on our bio link tree, it's got all of our different bits and bobs where you can get involved, you can get in touch, you can join us on Patreon, you can have a look at us on YouTube. And we're going to start doing our outfits on our Nip Tuck Instagram page, aren't we,
yeah.
Lukey?
Yes, we are.
I mean, that's the days of me coming in like some dirty old trackie are gone. Or I suppose I can just say I'm wearing a dirty old trackie.
I'm going to send that video to Lukey Luke now, and we're gonna
do that. And we actually have got a website coming really soon. Back and forth with the guy, we're getting there, we're just making it right, and we've got a few more bits around Patreon to kind of explain what it is to people. We're doing a lot about that, so just hang fire because we have got more stuff coming.
Yes, we are working behind
the scenes. Right, what have we got coming up? We're going to talk about Easter weekend, what we did, how outrageous it is, how ridiculous the whole thing is, but we do it. We're also going to chat about the new thing in the news about Northern Ireland miscarriage leave. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. It's paid leave. And we have a woman that wrote in. She caught her fella cheating in the most wild way. And we've got another little hack for you on that.
And a really good slutty Sue, I've heard, off Lucas.
Yeah, we've got a good slutty Sue.
Yeah, got a couple, actually.
We've got a really fun episode. So let's begin. Right. Tell me about your Easter weekend.
Okay, so
it's been long, hasn't it?
I've been working my fucking arse off. Like, working my arse off. What are you both doing on... Is it Thursday, the 30th?
I don't know.
Yes.
Okay, between about 9:30 and 12.
Right.
I'm going to have a little party.
Oh!
So
Is this different to the party you've sent me this morning, which I need to talk about? I'm going to come, but a bit later.
Fine. So that's Teddy's birthday party.
Yes, because I'll have to drop the littlest girl off in not that far.
I'm going to come later,
and then take her straight
from
you.
I've literally only invited about four people.
I'm going to come, but I'm going to come later on.
Basically, all he wanted was a Spider-Man bouncy castle.
And you can't have it on his own. So he needs a few friends. No, I'll bring the clan.
So I've got Spider-Man bouncy castle and a massive slide as well.
Oh, that'll be fun after a while. Yeah, no, I'm going to come, but I'm going to come a bit later, and I'm going to stay longer and then go straight for the drop-off.
Fine, absolutely fine. So yeah, Teddy's party. Yes. So this is the launch of my under eyes.
Right. I'm just looking at my diary while you tell us about your under eyes, love.
So these are, I'm wearing them now, if you're watching us. These are the Miracle Cryo Eye Masks from Cosmetic Consult. They're fucking incredible. You guys know I'm a massive under eye avid under eye user. And you
they're
know,
huge.
They're fucking huge. So
I like that.
It's like a hybrid of a hydrogel mask for yep. all over your face, but it's not. It's just the bit that we all need it the
yeah,
most.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's hot. It's big. Yeah.
So it covers your temples. It covers the top of your cheek, wherever you get that water retention.
Yeah.
So it takes your skin to minus degrees, okay? Really, really cold.
Which is the cryo.
Which is the cryo. As soon as you open them, I do like to keep them in the fridge as well. You whack them on for 20 minutes. I leave them on for a little bit longer. And they're infused with all kinds of things like copper peptides.
Copper
caffeine,
is the one.
All the good stuff. They were made in Korea. I've been developing them for 2 years. And honestly, welcome to your new favourite under eye treatment. You will be beyond obsessed with them.
When do they launch?
So we have a plan. Obviously, as always, we're looking after our subscribers yeah. and
Patreon.
Our Patreon gang.
Yeah.
This is one of the benefits you get from being part of Patreon. You always will get early access to everything.
You do. And I've actually just sent one of our listeners a bundle of girls' summer clothes.
You have?
I have, because I just thought, I went through everything, thought, I can't be arsed putting Zara shorts for kids for £3. Or I can't be arsed. So I put it in Patreon, put a picture, was like, who's got a girl age? Because they don't fit Thea anymore. 6 to 7. Somebody messaged, Thea picked someone, bundled it up, and I posted it yesterday, just a girl's bundle
Very
of clothes.
Kind.
So it's that kind of thing. We're always, it goes on there first, doesn't it?
We need to do a competition on that.
I know, we always say that we do. Well, I'm having a big clear out before I move, so I think I might do like a mixed bag of my influencer box.
Nice.
Yeah, I think I will.
I can do some CC bits.
Yeah, I might do an influencer cupboard boxing yeah. thing of random stuff that I've been given and not used.
Nice.
So the girls will get the CC iPads first.
Yeah.
And the subscribers.
Yeah. And then we're going to, on launch morning, general release, we are going to do like just a brunch.
Love that.
So either at my house, mm-hmm. Steph's helping me do it.
Steph Ledigo.
Yes.
Love.
She's brilliant.
The best.
Or the gym has just opened a bar. So celebrities have joined the gym.
I've heard. You told me about one of the celebrities.
No. There's two more. I'll have to tell you when we're not on.
Yeah, because it's private. It's private. She can't.
No, I can't. I can't. But.
But if we find out loads of gossip and it happens to come on here, then...
yeah. So the gym now has got a new bar.
Oh.
So I was like, do you know what? Maybe instead of in my house, we do it in the bar.
Yeah.
But no, I don't know.
See what you think.
I'm exploring all options. So yeah, we're just going to do a little cute thing. But honestly, guys, you're going to all love the under eye patches. The reason why I wanted to make them this big as well is because you can't just get about with a big hydrogel on your face all the time.
No.
And I do like to wear them. I wear them for recording sometimes. I wear them like... On
around
the school
the house.
Run, yeah. around the house, and it just covers that extra bit of area, and they work. Like the before and after pictures of
are they
as
really
soon
good?
As you've used them, yeah, your makeup, oh, just goes on.
Because under eyes a hard area to put makeup.
Your
on.
Makeup, but do you know what people are doing now? They're putting their under eye gels on, and then they're doing the makeup. Then they're taking the under eye gels off and doing their
under
eye.
Oh, it feels messy to me. Worth trying, though. I guess
if you're using like an all cream product.
It would have to be cream or it would cause a problem.
The Victoria Beckham foundation's back in stock.
Yeah, well, last time you told me it was back in stock, by the time I'd asked you what shade and gone on, it had gone off again. So I've still never tried it and still haven't got it. But I'm going to try again.
Okay.
It must be so good because it sells out like that. It must be amazing.
I'm shade 6.
Right.
But. So basically, I went into Selfridges and I was like, can I try shade 7 as well? Because I like having a summer and a winter foundation.
Yeah.
Everyone should do that, right? And even like when you've got tan on and stuff. Ed, by the way, said that I looked really brown yesterday.
You do look brown. Yes, it looks very nice.
It looks very nice. I feel like this is a you colour.
It's olivey.
Olivey. So basically, I went into Selfridges and I was like, hi, Mrs. Victoria Beckham lady. Can I try shade 6 and shade 7? And she was like, honestly, we are so upset, but we are not receiving it for another 12 weeks in store. It's only online.
So how are you meant to check your shade?
Uh-huh. So you can go on that website that we talk about, foundation.com. Yeah. But I use that Decipher one. You still need to try it. So basically, you scan your face, and I've done one with tan and without tan because it's so, like,
accurate.
Yeah. And you have to make sure that you're in the right kind of lighting. So I did it last time in the car.
Right.
Yeah. So you scan your face, and then they make custom make in Chester, in a factory in Chester.
That's nice.
A foundation for you. Now, the closest one, if you're not sure, is their glow booster drops.
Right. And you can put that in.
And no.
Or instead.
They are like a tint.
Right. I like a tint. I like a tint day today.
We'll order one for you. So anyway, yeah. And then do you know what else I bought? Her water bronze tint.
And what's this then?
Love it. So Vicky, the Victoria Beckham water bronze tint comes in a tiny pot like this big. It's like 45 quid or something. But
she's raking
that will
it
last
in
for ages. Her brushes.
Are they really good?
Chef's kiss. I've got this one. It's out of stock as well. I've got this one and I use it for everything.
Really?
Everything, Lauren. To put my fake tan on with, to do my foundation with, to do these drop things with, to do like my Rode blush. Stunning. So anyway, it's like a water tint that you put on your face to make your face brown. I've got it on today.
Give it me.
I'll get you one.
Sounds bloody great.
And the shade that I went for was Tan Lines.
That two sounds shades about right.
One lighter, one darker.
I think it's always better to do that. And you can mix them as well, can't you? And then if you've got tan on, exactly. If you've not, it just makes it a lot easier.
And I've got a facial at Skin Address tomorrow.
Oh, have you? What day is it tomorrow?
Thursday.
Am I around? I've got looking after them. I think I've got three kids tomorrow.
Where's James?
Oh, James goes to work.
But you work.
Yeah. Oh. But when you work from home, it means you don't work.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Okay. You don't go to a place of office. You're just on call, really. So me, I've got Tommy, Thea, and one of the lads, or two of the lads, I don't know yet. So I will probably be somewhere in hell tomorrow. Maybe at a trampoline park. Yeah. But if I'm not, I get it. Listen, I can be flexible with my job. He can't. He has to go to the place of work. I can move things around and do it at fucking midnight. And he can't do that. So, yeah, it's half term. And what's really annoying is the boys break up. This is what's killed me. So Thea broke up, had a week, and the boys didn't break up till the following week for 2 weeks.
That's
so
like
they
mine,
weren't all
yeah
in one. So it's 3 weeks of them all being off here and there, so it's a lot to navigate. So yeah, if I'm around though, I'll come and see you, because I actually do need to see Charlotte.
That
I need
SPF
something done.
50 was really nice.
The spray, the face
sensitive skin lab.
Oh, I thought it was Sensilis.
No, nope. Sensitive skin lab SPF 50 spray.
Really
face
nice, just
really
spray
nice
over.
And those sprays, the Garnier one is like a budget one. We spoke a lot about that last
summer,
year, and that's the Garnier Vitamin C SPF 50 spray. It comes in a little bottle. Lucas, you should definitely have one of these, please. I buy them for Ed because he just doesn't understand.
No.
Sun damage is how you age. And if you protect your skin,
you won't age.
You won't
as
age
much.
So I don't know how many times I need to tell everyone this. SPF is one of the most important steps of your routine.
You can put your serum on, great.
Literally.
But you're still going outside even when it's cloudy.
Literally.
Antioxidant you need because of the oxidants going in your face.
You do. Stop those fibroblasts. So this Garnier one, it's like the Sensilis one's small as well. No. It's sensitive skin.
Sorry,
the one from Charlotte is Skin Address, basically. Very good. But Garnier have got a budget one. And it's a vitamin C infused over makeup SPF 50.
Is it in a white can?
It's in a white can. Yeah.
I use, because obviously I'm an absolute basic bitch, I use, it's called Le Cura Caviar Illumination Day Cream SPF 15 from
Aldi.
SPF 15 will do fuck all.
15? You might as well not
I don't
bother.
Know.
Right,
50.
That Le Cura cream is very good, by the way. So they do a night cream as well. That Le Cura cream is a dupe of the La Prairie caviar cream, which is about £600 a pop.
Fucking hell.
Yeah.
So stock up on that. But factor 50,
it's
please.
Always out of stock quite a lot, that cream.
Oh, I've got
it's
like,
about £8, isn't it?
It's less than that.
I don't think it
quid.
Is anymore. Yeah. I use the La Prairie under eye cream. It's chef's kiss, but again, £400-£500.
It's ridiculous. It's just ridiculous.
So yeah, that Garnier Vitamin C one. And always make sure, girls, that you spray the backs of your hands.
It's £5.49.
Right.
Shut up. Well, there you go. Right, we've actually still got a section on what we bought this week as well. So we've got more products coming up for you.
Everyone.
No, but Easter. Easter. What did I do in Easter? So I honestly, I feel like I can't, the minute I'm...
I can't catch a breath.
So Thursday morning, I went and got the little girl. It was an hour. So I went and got her from school club at like 10 in the morning.
James's
so,
little girl.
Yes. So I had Thea, James's little girl, and Tommy all Thursday. Because it was sunny, I felt like it's sunny, we need to go to the park. I took them for lunch. It was a woo day, mega, mega busy. Then Friday, we had all five of them. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, till Sunday night. It was fucking raining most of the weekend, so you can't go anywhere with them. And the problem is, when it's nice weather, you can just chuck them out. Just go outside. You can lock the door, they can't get back in. But we were all in our house, all five of us. And normally, I can handle it. You know, we're all going to different places. One of the lads plays football, so James will be going to football. We might have a party. We're here, there and everywhere. We have bits going on, but we were really like stuck in the house for 3 days in the rain. On the Friday, I took three of them to my friends were going to this farm and it was raining a bit on and off. I thought, fuck it, we'll go anyway. Mm. It'll be fine.
To watch some lambs being born.
But to see some lambs and just to get out, really. So yeah. We put our hoods up and... We literally got out of the car, started walking up the hill. And when I say
no,
the heavens opened, I don't just mean...
It was like sleet, wasn't it?
Yeah, I don't just mean it started spitting. It fucking poured.
Yeah,
And we're there going up a hill.
Did not feel, yeah.
Going up a hill with three of them. The trainers were muddy, the clothes. Oh, anyway, we saw some lambs and they were really cute. And then Thea got to hold a bunny. And that was actually really lovely. It was really cute inside. Then we had to get out and it was... pissing down, but it got them out. It got them doing some like Easter field things, and then the rest of the weekend it was just really hard because they get bored, then they start annoying each other because there's nothing. I get it, I'm annoyed too, like, and they start bickering a little bit, and we were just in the house, and honestly the most of them went on Sunday night, and it was, I just was exhausted. I was just like,
wine
and codeine, wow. I'd made them these Easter hampers, which they loved. But then when...
They throw it all everywhere.
And then that... So I made them. They loved it. They had that moment.
Yeah,
they opened it.
But then there was mess everywhere.
There's just mess. And then they've seen it then. So off they go.
And then they've eaten loads of shit. At 10 a.m. And then they all get
and they're hyper and grumpy. And then I'm there with all these like... what they called hampers, that just like, what do I do
mine
with these
mine went
now?
To sleep so early.
I'm like, what do I do with these now, all these hampers?
Oh, did you see that video?
My God. Ashley sent me a video and a picture of Teddy and he's all curled up like with no top on, and then Snowy's behind him. It's like she's gone over and like got on top of him behind him.
And they're asleep together. They sleep
it's
in the
really,
same bed sometimes.
That's really, really cute. Yeah, really.
They look
cute.
Like twins.
They do. They're really, really cute. So yeah, it was just... and then I don't feel like I've recovered from it. Like, Monday was bank holiday
what
of the kids.
Oh, you've
Tuesday,
got kids,
kids.
What have you got
kids.
This weekend?
I've only got Tommy this weekend.
So
but James has got to work on Saturday. So I've got Tommy on Saturday, which is fine, but it just...
Can you have a nap when he has a nap?
He doesn't really nap.
Well, that's where nighttime's going wrong then.
I can get him to nap, but mainly in a pram.
Mine were like that age, they could nap for like 3 hours.
Oh, Thea used to. But he has...
What's
got...
What's wrong?
He's got a problem. He's got severe eczema now on his chest that was bleeding in the night.
Oh!
So he's scratting in the night, and it was on his baby girl this morning. I went to the doctor's with him yesterday.
Can you not put the hand things over?
Yeah, we're going to have to. I didn't want to because he gets agitated by that then, because he's that age now that he's agitated by that. And then he's got something wrong with his stomach, and I don't know what it is. I think it's reflux. I think he's still got really bad reflux. He might be an allergy.
Do they still get that even when they're eating?
Well, like, you would think not, because Thea's grew out of it. It can last until they're 18 months old, and it can get worse when they're eating, because when the reflux comes up, it's now food. So the pain, it's like having horrific heartburn. So in the night, I've recorded him last night because I thought, I need to explain to a doctor what's going on. Yeah. In the night, honestly, it's like this. So then I get him out of the cot and I think, fuck it, I'll get him in with me. And it's not a comfort thing. If it was a comfort thing, he'd settle with me. He's still thrashing, knees up.
And there's nothing you can do.
All night. And then every hour I'm standing up with him, trying to get the reflux to go back down. So I think it's reflux. He may have an allergy. I'm trying to make every single meal from scratch now. I don't give him the baby things because I can't, because I don't know what's in it. Yeah, so he
how are you making the baby food? Have you got like a machine?
I just blend
thing?
It, yeah, but it's like time. Like he eats three times a day. I can't give him bread. I've tried to cut gluten and wheat out, so
have
I can't even give him a piece of toast.
For
that's my next thing, but I'll have to tell them he can't have this, that, but I don't know what he can and can't have yet.
They're really good. So basically, it's called Pots for Tots, and they come...
I've seen it. There's one called...
In little pots.
Wild
things.
And something as well.
Yeah. Really good.
So we spoke this morning and I said to James, like,
though.
So I've got him booked in with a dermatologist for the eczema, but the problem is something's causing the eczema.
It's all like gut related, isn't
and
it?
And I don't know what. So the next thing I'm looking at, you sent me, is it Lucy Finnegan, which called? And it is related to something that they're allergic to. And I've tried everything. I've cut different things out. I can't work it out. So I think she posted a doctor. It was an allergy specialist and it was in Birmingham. And James was like, Birmingham? I was like, mate, I'll get on a fucking plane if it fixes this problem because I can't live like this anymore. So I'm driving, I'm going to book it, I'm going to go to Birmingham. And I think they do a finger prick and they actually tell you what they're allergic
to. Yeah, I saw all of that stuff.
I'm going to have to. I don't know. Speaking of babies.
Yes.
So you mentioned in the group chat, and I haven't looked at it, so you can tell me a little bit more about it. And Lucas has been doing a bit of fact finding.
Yeah.
About Northern Ireland. Tell me what's going on there.
So, Lucas, tell us the facts, Mr. Fact Checker.
As we know, as we've been discussing between ourselves, Northern Ireland has brought in miscarriage leave. So you get the 2 weeks of leave for a woman and her partner is paid at the statutory level of just more than £194 per week, or 90% of weekly pay if that's lower. It can be taken as one continuous period or as two separate weeks within 56 weeks of miscarriage, and parents do not have to provide medical evidence.
Oh.
They only have to tell their employer what happened.
Right. Not that this really makes a big difference, but is there a stipulation on whether the miscarriage happened at 6 weeks or whether it has to be further on where
no,
you have to... Nothing, just...
Yeah.
What do you... What? So it's statutory, which isn't a lot, but it helps, I guess. What do you think?
I think it's really good because, like, when I had all of my stuff going on...
How many miscarriages? Have you had one miscarriage?
Two.
Two.
When I had all of my stuff going on, I lied to work and said I had a cyst on my ovary and I needed an operation when I needed my DNC because... This is so fucked up. I didn't want them to know that I was trying for a baby and that I wanted to be pregnant.
Fair enough.
And that is so... But it's so
true. So is that
true.
When you were working for... Right, okay. So that was when you were working for someone?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. And you didn't want them to know because then you thought they might think, let's get her out, she's going to have a baby
soon.
They do. Yeah.
In most places. I'm sorry.
No, like, I get that. So when they start thinking, hang on, she's going to get off. We feel like they're going to be she's about to get off.
Obviously, after you've had a miscarriage, not obviously, but in my case, I was just desperate to get pregnant again straight away.
So they see it coming.
Yeah. And so, you know, I chose to keep everything.
Yeah. And not say.
As part of me and my family and friends, not outside that. But I think if you feel supported, then it's great. But a lot of people don't.
No. So you could... So this is a great thing because it means you can take the time off. Because also, when you have a miscarriage, it's not just the mental side of it. You know, you potentially have to have an operation.
You're bleeding.
It's the bleeding. It's the toll on your body. So having that time off to be able to deal with that is great.
Literally.
But then that you would need to tell your employer. Your feet are disgusting.
I've... done a foot peel.
Wow. Sorry, I was distracted then, guys. Do you know when I was pregnant, I had horrific hard skin like that on my feet, and I googled it, and pregnancy brings that out.
Well, no, I've ordered a foot peel off Amazon. Sorry, back to miscarriage.
Sorry, right. I was looking at a foot. But it does mean that you then have to tell your employer, and a lot of people are still not going to want to do that, and they might rather say that they've got a horrific sickness
but
bug.
But the option's there if you want to.
Yeah, and
which
you get
I think is really, really good.
Yeah, I think that's really good as well.
And
I think it's good that the father does as well, because people do forget that men... you know, are involved in it,
I
not
think
physically.
That
but
it's, like, It's not a thing here, though. I think it would be, actually, if you went, you could probably go to the GP.
And get, like, a doctor's letter and for get something
like
else.
A, yeah, like...
like a mental health or, like, yeah. A...
And that actually might be a bit better because then no one knows all your business. I don't know, but at least there is the support there.
Yeah, go Northern Ireland for doing that.
We're always... we've got that mum chat on Patreon and there's a lot of questions about stuff.
Well, there's a trying to conceive and fertility chat on there as well. We did it separately because we have like a mum chat, which is
about
more
babies.
About babies and like, oh my God, my baby's doing this. What would you buy? And we just thought it didn't feel the right place to also have a fertility chat because it might just trigger people. So we've got a separate one for that, haven't we? If people want to talk
about
that.
What are
the
groups of chats again?
We've got the girl gang chat, which is just everything. Everything gossip, all sorts. Then we have the treatment chat, which is more girls. Can you recommend where I get this done, where I get that done? I'm having this surgery
done.
There's
a lot of abroad surgery chat in there.
Yeah, they talk a lot about that on there. Then there is the bargain bucket. So if anyone sees a deal coming up, anyone has a code or if
anyone
needs
a code.
They'll put in like if has anyone got an ASOS code or whatever. So that's more for like, oh my God, has anyone seen Boots Tuesday or whatever it is? Yeah. And then you think, shit, yeah, go and buy this. There's a discount. And then there's the mum chat, which we just separated a bit because not everyone wants to hear it. And that's like mum stuff. And then there's the TTC, trying to conceive and fertility chat.
Meetups.
Oh, there's meetups as well.
And there is...
So meetups, if anyone's like, I'm from the Liverpool area, I've just moved here, does anyone...
A lot of Dubai girls in there.
A lot of Dubai girls in there.
And there is also the book club.
Oh, I forgot! I'll be honest, I'm not a reader, so I don't really go
a lot of the
one
girls
much.
Are readers.
But they say, anyone read this? Anyone recommend this? Anyone... So there is... I forgot there was all those.
Francesca flew home early last night, Lucas, from Dubai.
Why? Why early?
There's something happening in Dubai this week with Donald Trump. Obviously, again, same as the injection chat. Not fucking touching it with a barge pole. But yeah. So she thought, are all of the flights going to be...
messed around?
Uh-huh. So at 1 a.m, bless her, last night, I think at about 9 o'clock, she realised, shit.
Yeah, I need to just go.
Yeah. And
it's the messing around with the flights.
She's working for me now. She's working for us a bit now.
I had a chat with her yesterday about a few of the things that we're working on. And we will see her on Friday. Oh my God, guys, on Friday.
Next Friday.
What day is it?
The 24th.
Not this Friday then?
No.
Okay.
Lauren, did you think it was this Friday? Mm-hmm. That was the day we were meant to be going to London. Which we're not. Davinia Taylor, let me...
Fucking hell! I can't...
Are you all right? You really need to start looking at your diary.
I do, every day, but it's not my diary. It's all in my diary.
It's the 24th.
Right then. It's not...
This Friday is the 10th.
Okay. It's not... Yeah, I've got the kids on the 17th, actually. It's not... No, it's not...
Is that better then, the 24th?
It's all in my diary. No, it's all in there. It's just I don't know what day it is now. That's my issue. Like, it's in my diary, so I'll look and be like, what's coming up? But I just don't know what day it is.
Let's tell everyone where we're going.
Yeah. We are going... Oh, my God! Julie Perry, the OG, is doing an event, a lunch
with... Harvey Nichols.
With Botched... Extraordinaire. Oh no, he doesn't do the botching. The TV program Botched Extraordinaire and Real Housewives of Beverly Hills former husband Paul Nassif.
So we're gonna actually meet him.
That's like when I told James about it, because you know me with events, I avoid them where possible unless I'm like, ooh. And I saw that and I didn't think we could move because I thought I had some... No, fucking hell. I didn't think I could go because I thought we were doing something on that day. So I was gutted and then I realised I could and I messaged Julie
and
like...
And Taylor as well.
Oh, that'll be exciting. I'm really looking forward to that. I don't really know what it's about.
What like, are you going to wear?
Oh, I don't know.
It's for his clinic.
Right.
Nassif Medical.
Yeah.
It's in Salford, right?
Yeah, I don't know where it is.
Have
it's
you
Manchester
been?
Way. No.
Didn't live at... You've got a loop in
your... Oh, a loopy loop.
Didn't Liv Atwood do part of her... Price of Perfection there about C-section scars?
Oh, I don't know.
And it looked nice. Yeah, I've
the
never
clinic looks
been
amazing.
I've
not been. I've been invited, you know, but I couldn't fit in. I think maybe I was pregnant. But yeah, I'm really excited to meet him, to just look at him, because I think
Adrian!
You know what? Yeah, this is the thing. Part of it is like obviously the surgery side, we love that, and like that he's like an amazing surgeon. Part of it is that, but a lot of it is the fact that he was on Housewives of Beverly Hills, and I'm just starstruck.
Also,
who else will be there? I wonder.
Real Housewives. me and Saskia are obsessed. She is fucking obsessed.
How good is it? Thea's at an age now that she loves reality TV with me, which is probably not what they should be watching.
No, absolutely not.
Absolutely not. But Thea loves watching real people and kids and babies. And what, she actually, she's the same. She's just got into it.
Series 2 and 3 has been deleted of Housewives. No. So I messaged Tanya and I was like, Tanya, like, why? And she was like, yeah, it's...
Really? So you can't, it's gone?
Gone.
I didn't think that could even be... It must be something legal because I did not think that you could just decide to erase a whole series.
Yeah.
Like, that must be...
And I was reading Daily Mail on the weekend.
Oh, it was, so intellectual.
It was Colleen's 40th and it said, she's filming again for Disney.
Mm-hmm. I love it. Do you know what really
and
made me laugh?
The party... is going to be on Disney.
It? What really made me laugh is one of the headlines, and it was one of the paps that I must follow, or someone had re-shared them. He'd put a headline, and the headline said, Colleen doesn't know about secret birthday bash. And then he'd put, she's got like a 40-foot or something
marquee
in a garden. Like, I think she knows there's a party coming. And it's like, where did he get these headlines from? That I would love to have been a fly on the wall. Oh, I wonder why she didn't invite me.
Liv Atwood as well. What's going on there?
I've not seen anything.
She's gone to Korea to film.
That will be really exciting.
Really good. And I sent her this facial that you can get there. A laser one that I'd put in Patreon as well. And she said, right, I'm on the hunt to get that. But she came back. And then I think she was again filming in Manchester yesterday. But all of that's going on.
So has there been anything else about...
since last time.
No.
Then Kim Kardashian has gone Insta...
I've not seen it.
Is it Insta or just public with Lewis
I'm
going
to quickly look while we're just talking. Google I'm just going to go on her Insta now and quickly look.
What's the age difference, Lucas? Isn't he like our age?
Quickly. Oh, my God. Also, before that, Khloe Kardashian wore Mars the Label.
Ariana, I've ordered it. I've ordered it. Have you worn it? That have you seen it?
I've seen it. I don't think I've got the shape for it.
Lewis
You've
Hamilton.
You've got the shape I haven't. I'm too square.
Lewis Hamilton is 41.
What? I thought he was about 31.
He looks well.
And she's 45.
Ah.
That's nice.
So while I'm on her Insta, so Khloe Kardashian wore this polka dot Mars the Label set. She wore it from what
with
I can gather
capris.
Off her own back, from what I can gather. And she literally just organically, Ariana put on a close friends that she organically posted it something like 10 times. And I can't even imagine what that has done for her business. I can't even imagine. She deserves it because she's a fucking lovely girl.
We've asked her to come on the pod.
She would. She wants to come
what?
On. She would come on.
We need to talk about today when we go back to mine, actually.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're going to have time, but I need to send an email. I want to do a segment called Nick Tuck the Glow Up. And
okay.
I want to get some female founders in.
Right.
Because I think that it's something that me and you are so...
Yeah,
we are so down to fucking support the girls.
Yeah, to support and also to learn from them.
And I just think that now, like, it's 2026, like, we've all got the world at our fingertips with, you know, like, the other day
options.
I was listening to Bethany Frankel's podcast and she was like, she's so cunty, I love it. She was like, you know, like, people say to me all the time, like, why do you not have a show? And she's like, I don't fucking need a show, I've got a phone.
Yeah.
So fucking true. Like, you can do anything, girls. You can literally do anything. And now, like, you know, look at me. Like, I started my career in facials training when I was 31.
Yeah.
Now I own a skincare brand. You can all do it. You just need to have the right guidance.
Yeah.
And there's so many Manchester-founded girls. We're not talking about a Ladies That Launch or anything like that. Literally, totally different chat. Like, we want to know... like, different stuff.
I think Ariana will come on. I know she will, because I know she listens. Hello.
I love Ariana.
I love her, and I would love
Paige
to hear more.
Louise.
I'd love her on.
I'd love
because I think what we can speak to people about is more the nitty-gritty, more like, right, okay, we all talk about power, but how? What do you do? How does it start?
Yeah,
Let's look into that. Girls, would you be interested in something like that? If so, let us know.
Yeah.
Right, we're going to go to a break now, my darlings, and we'll be back very soon. Guys, We're back. We have already talked about a lot of products, but we're going to carry on. And we're going to lead into our segment that we still haven't got a song for. So we'll just switch it up every time. And this time I'm going to sing it, and I'm going to sing what we bought this week. Right. What we bought this week, Ashley. Mine's on my phone, guys, so excuse me on here, but I was very slow sending it over.
So, basically, I've downloaded this app onto my phone, and it's called the Honey app. Honey coupon app.
I've heard of it.
Yeah, right?
Ludicrous. Is it America? Is it? I think it's American. Someone's done an ad with it.
Fucking, what the fuck? Right, so basically, you go on your phone and say you're at the checkout, you're checking out. And it pops up at the bottom of your screen saying, we have a coupon that you can try. And it tries about 10 different coupons.
It just
coupons,
flies through them.
And then you get a discount.
It's probably something that takes all your information and loads of cookies and shit. But do we care if we get a discount?
No. I've saved money on, like wild shit. Like, how fucking clever.
I've seen it. So whoever made that up is very bloody clever.
Very good. The almond
What Lucas is looking at.
Wait a minute, like, how's it know where you are and what you're buying?
Exactly.
It's in the background on your phone.
So it's watching
Jen. And you can get it on your laptop.
If you're funny, freaky about people, about things knowing all your shit, then maybe not. But looks, if you want to save money, I think go for it. What have you bought?
Honey coupon app. The almond floor cleaner from Method.
Okay.
When I tell you the smell of that shit, is like
I love almond.
An almond croissant.
I love almond
vanilla.
Smell. One of my favourite smells.
Get it. Get the squirty one and then you just squirt it on the floor and then you can just mop up.
I have such a problem. If anyone's got any like things that smell nice but don't give stupid husbands asthma, like let me know.
So good. Brand Alley.
Yeah.
I posted a while back that Clarins Double Serum was on there. Then over the weekend, I got an Acqua di Parma diffuser for 50 quid.
Wow, they're more than that.
A Jets swimming costume. I love the Jets stuff.
Haven't heard of that.
If you not for your frame, for mine. If you've got the fuller bust, especially.
A fuller bust.
Molly May posted about the bikinis. Really good. So I got a Jets swimming costume with that. And a pair of Victoria Beckham jeans.
So there's a pair that I really, really want.
With
and
the pockets at the front.
The black wide-legged, black high-waist wide leg. And
I've got them.
I'm not paying
But
that.
I've got them not in the jean, in the trouser.
I want them in the jean and I'm not paying
Yeah, that. £129.
I think they were £400.
Get them off Net-a-Porter with our discount.
Still. Yeah, but if they're on Brand Alley.
It's a black jean, you're
going to
wear it.
I know.
So yeah, Brand Alley, go Brand Alley. There's fucking shitloads on there. There's Escholtz furniture, there's all kinds.
Right.
Skin Rocks Cleansing Balm. So Skin Rocks is Caroline Heron's brand.
Mm-hmm. Is it good? Better than Elemis?
Smell.
Is it really
the
nice?
The smell, the texture.
Is it like luxury smell? Like
it's, you want it, I want to eat it. I messaged her and say, I want to eat it.
Really?
It's fucking gorgeous. You put it on, it melts your makeup off, it's yellow, and your skin just feels, oh, it's like a hug in a tub, and it smells good. It's so nice. Guys, try it out. You will adore it. Lilux laundry set. I finally got around to using it. Melissa's Wardrobe. Well done. So these are the vanilla laundry beads.
Are they good? Nice. I used the, was it the Lenore, the Summer Awakening? James went mad at me.
Why?
He was like, our towels, it smells in there. I was like, for fuck's sake, you pussy.
So now you can buy the Lelux things as singles. Love. You don't have to buy the whole big set.
Right. So you can try them out. That's ideal. You want to try them.
She does the fabric conditioner softener sheets, which you can then open your pillows on your couch and you slip them into the pillowcase and gorgeous. The Mom Cozy belly strap.
Mom Cozy. I'm sure I've had something from them before.
It was fucking expensive. It was like 60 quid off Amazon. But basically, my tummy is big and it's low and I need support.
To like lift it. It feels it's like it's dragging.
A back corset in and a there and
so
there.
So it kind of picks so it up
picks
for you.
It up.
Oh, nice. So I remember that relief of when you pick it up and just hold it for a bit. It feels great.
So good. M&S have brought out a dupe of the true fruits that you like.
I like them. They're in Sainsbury's. They're in Tesco now, Sainsbury's.
They're quite hard to get hold of.
Very hard. They sell out all the time. M&S so, never have them in.
Yeah, M&S have got these true fruits.
Explains why. M&S have not had them in for ages, probably because they were doing their own cheeky buggers.
And they've got blueberries, they've got raspberries, they've got strawberries. Oh my God, so good. The Mustela Baby Skin Freshener Spray.
Yes, I have that.
I have repurchased that about 100 times. So basically, like for example, this morning, Snowy is a sweaty little sleeper.
Yeah, same.
She's a sweaty little chubby thing. And she woke up. She wakes up and hair's like,
ugh. Yeah.
And literally, it's like a shower in a spray for your babies. So I just spray it all over her hair, wet it, yeah. And then I brush it and put it in, a bobble. Yeah. And then her hair will dry up.
Smells really nice as well. Smells nice.
Not overpowering. Love the Mustela baby
stuff.
Yeah,
I do.
Peachy's nappies. You can only get them from their website. These are the best nappies in like the entire world, and they last for something like 6 nappies full.
Oh,
they're expensive,
but it's the worth it.
Lauren, for Tommy at night, look at these
nappies. And nappies are, they have them on all the time, so you want them to be nice.
She's older and she wears a pull up for bed. It has to hold quite a bit,
a lot
especially
of urine
in the summer because
you're drinking more.
Right, this is a side topic. I've not bought these things, but I wanted to mention these two things that I've stumbled across.
Oh.
One is called the V-Seal.
The what?
Right.
The V-Seal. This sounds like a vagina seal?
Yeah.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh.
So it's a plastic thing. It's on Instagram. Have a look. And you literally, it sticks over your vagina.
I'm thinking of, you know, those like things, those plastic things that you use to like seal bags.
Yeah.
It's like, to seal up your vagina, to stop you being a whore?
Very sticky, very sticky. So you stick it over your puss because you know how we were talking about how you can get like BV, thrush, UTIs from wet knickknacks and swimwear. This is for those ladies that get that. So if you're on your period and you don't want to wear tampons or a cup or whatever, you put the V-Seal on.
What? Was it not?
And if you're prone to BV, UTIs, da-da-da-da-da, you put the V-Seal on. So it's like you whack it on, it seals your vagina.
Oh, I don't know.
Well, I
don't know.
Listen, it's not what I bought this week. Like I said, it's just a side topic. The second one.
Oh.
Something that if it works, guys, I don't know, you're going to have to get in touch with us. Clutch glue, okay?
What this the fuck have you been looking at? Is this fanny glue that sticks your lips together?
A body adhesive.
I know what you're going to say.
Tit tape.
Well, tell us more because I've got something that I've seen as well.
Yeah.
That lifts your legs up.
No, this is like double-sided tape, but glue.
To lift up your...
So it's a little glue that you can keep in your dressing table. Because you know what it's like? When you need tit tape...
You need it then.
You don't know where the tit tape is. Or, you know, if you're wearing a split dress and you need a little bit
of... Oh, it sticks to your body so that your fanny doesn't come out.
Okay. Adhesive. And it's called Clutch Glue. And it came up on my Instagram and the reviews were really good. And I thought, I need to tell the girls. Girls, have you used it?
Right. Well, I've seen
great
something.
Great invention.
That I came up on mine. It's obvious what I'm searching for. And it's basic. I don't know how I feel about it. Again, I haven't bought it. I'm just going to throw it out there. It's a tape.
The hoists.
And it hoists areas up. Okay, so my legs, listen, we're getting old. My knees, the lot of it's dropping. So you can put it. You still double-sided sticky, you put it at the top of your leg, lift it up, and it pulls up your legs. So say you're wearing a pair of skirt, like a skirt, you won't get it because you're not a wrinkly fucker. Or your stomach, you're wearing a certain top because I've got lower upper stomach hang. You get it, you stick it,
sorry,
lift it up, and it pulls it up.
Yeah, I've seen
and
that
it's
on
a
Instagram.
Sticker. And apparently, you don't want to go for the thigh lift, you don't want to go for the whatever, but you don't. It reduces cellulite because it pulls up the skin. You can lift your arse up. I don't know how I feel. I don't know how I feel about it because I'm not sure. Like, I'm just like, is it a bit far? We're lifting our bodies up here, and then when we get home, we take them off, and it's a one night stand.
One night stand. You're gonna look like an Egyptian mummy.
Yeah, but at the same time, then you take your makeup off after a one night stand, and you're not who you said you were anyway. So I'm a bit like, I may get it and try it. Don't know how I feel about it, but it looks really fucking good on Instagram. There's loads of reviews. So yeah, I agree. I was the same. I was like, don't know how I feel about it.
Nice.
Right, what have I bought? I bought the Treats slub set in black, the new one, which is slightly bit more, it's not in the new in section, it's a little bit more ruched at the side, a little bit, so it's a bit more fitted. The long sleeve black one.
I've got the grey one. I've posted just it a little wore it bit for a record last week.
Was that the one you wore? Right, yeah. So it's just a little, it hasn't arrived yet, but it's just a little bit more fitted. It's not nice. As baggy.
What size did you get?
Well, I got extra small,
yeah,
but it hasn't come medium. yet. It hasn't come yet. And I also got their everyday grey pants, which are just like a, because I like a baggy pant. And they've got kids coming out soon. Okay. And the kids' style is very me.
Yeah.
It's like oversized, like velour colours. Yeah. Like, I love it. So I'm going to try the treats. Kids' range. I do love Treats, to be fair. I got the two pairs of joggers and some uniform from Matalan. Matalan kids are great. They're great for uniform
that
as well.
That candle that I posted on Patreon that's 20 quid and it looks like one of the Baobab candles.
I love Matalan. I actually like the home stuff. I think they're really, really good. I got a Sisters and Seekers tracksuit, a grey one, really nice with red on, because I'm into red at the minute, really thick material, but I would say size down a little bit because the pants were too big, so I've sent them back, but it's really nice. I like Sisters and Seekers. I love some of their stuff. I got, which I actually posted on Instagram, a Hermes belt dupe.
Yes.
So one of the girls put it into Patreon and I looked, I was like, oh, so I ordered it in tan, black and white. I'll put the link wherever.
Pisses me off because I've got the real
Well, they were about eight quid.
Piss me off.
Were they 9 quid? I don't know. But they're like a dupe. I don't know if they're meant to be an exact copy, but they look similar. Everyone went wild for those. So I have got them in 3 colours. When I get them, I'll actually show you, but apparently they're really good. I reordered some MAM glow-in-the-dark dummies. If you don't have glow-in-the-dark dummies at night, then you're just so stupid. Because at night, when you're ferreting around and the baby's crying and they're in the cot and you can't find that fucking dummy, there it is. Glowing on the side, glowing. And I didn't have them with Thea and I didn't know it was a thing. And it's changed my life because I can always find the dummy. So I'm always reordering on Amazon. I got, and I was meant to write down the name of the brand and forgot, but you'll probably know. It's a Kids Magnesium. It's a big brand at the minute. Can you look for me?
Mighty Vits.
Yes. Or something like that. Yeah, Mighty Kids. Mighty Kids.
Yeah, yeah.
I got their magnesium just in the, you know, I hope it might make him sleep, but it doesn't. But it's meant to be really good for kids that do sleep.
Okay.
I got a new magnetic phone suction thing off Amazon. So it sticks to mirrors or windows, but it's not like, you know, when they stick and you have to rip it off, you just twist it and it...
Nice.
So you just turn it
like
on or off,
suction.
And
nice.
It suctions on and off, and it's a magnetic one, so it just bang magnetizey thingies onto your phone, no sticky bits. So really, really good. I got that from Amazon. I really like it. I got, I don't know if you saw yesterday, you will have hated them. I got some New Balance. My favorite shape of New Balance at the minute is 204L. I think, and they're like the Miu Miu style ones. So I've got them in the tan brown that everyone loves, and I've got them in cream, but they do so many different colours, and the shape of them is just, it looks like the Miu Miu ones. So I got them in like a blue, which I did a vote on my Insta and people said send them back, so I did. But if you go on ASOS, they have got them in about...
Have you got rid of those Adidas ones yet?
Not yet. They've got them in 10 different colours.
Yeah.
So if you go on ASOS, 204L, I think they're called, they've got so many different colours. And I just think the shape of the shoe, I really like it. And they have different coloured laces and I just really like
it. Cute.
So I got those as well. I was just about to say something about, oh my God, I did a clear out of my under, because under my bed, it's an ottoman, so I have all my trainers and shoes in a line. I had 25 pairs of trainers.
That's wild, Lauren. And then that's worse than me.
8 pairs of loafers, 7 pairs of sandals. The girls were helping me because they love organising. So they were getting them all out, putting them in pairs for me. Great. I went downstairs, left them to it. And I was like, wow, that's a lot of trainers.
What are you doing with them, vinted?
No, I was just tidying them up and I got a million messages like, what's your vinted? What's your vinted? What shoe size are you?
We get asked a lot on socials.
I was like,
and
guys,
email.
My vinted is Ashley Stobart.
I don't know what mine is. But I was like, guys, I'm not selling them. I'm just clearing them out. I haven't got rid of any of
God,
them.
Oh my God, that vinted thing.
No, we need to talk about that because I think that was well out of order.
So
can
basically,
we?
Yeah, right. I was selling something on vinted. It was like 400 quid and this girl, but oh, the hack.
Right, we've got, let's put this story onto the bonus just in case because it's a bit, ooh.
Okay.
Yeah, tell us the hack though.
Right, the hack. So there's a hack. go on ChatGPT, put in whatever product you are selling, right? And say, can you write me a Vinted listing for this item?
And it does it.
And it does it for you.
But done. All I ever put is worn once, size. I don't put anything else because they can see what it fucking is. Do you know what I mean? But people do put a Vinted description. So another thing I got, we've spoken about Betavits because they do the probiotic for the downstairs.
Yeah.
That's just reminded me. Somebody mentioned it to me the other day when I was out.
Again?
Yes, and said it was great. So within their range, I had a little mosey through the website. And I thought, what's a bit of me?
A peruse.
So I'll show you. I got the Metabolic Plus. So this has got berberine in it. I've shouted about berberine off the rooftops. That's calling it nature's Ozempic.
The weight loss one, yeah.
It's like a weight loss type one. But basically, the good thing about this is, so it supports metabolism function. Now, you can take these things that are meant to speed up your metabolism, make you all energy and crazy. They're not good for you. With this, it just supports your metabolism. So it does what it's meant to do. But at the same time, it's got probiotic in it. Because a lot of weight loss and that type of thing, it's in your gut. So it basically supports your gut metabolism connection. You don't understand how important that is for you to have a really healthy, well-working metabolism. And it helps to cancel out food noise as well. So I know a lot of people go on the Mounjaro, the Ozempic because of the food noise. But if you want to try something that isn't quite there yet and you just want to quiet and down that food noise, this is absolutely brilliant. So I have tried it. I'm enjoying it.
Right, so it's not just the berberine aspect, it's also got the probiotics in it.
Yes, it's got that as well. So basically, it's all about your gut and looking after your gut and your microbiome. If you don't know what that is, you really need to look into it. Because when people are struggling with weight and kind of maintaining weight or losing, what a lot of the time they forget about is your gut microbiome. So you need to make sure that everything's working as it should be. So this isn't one of those tablets that then like makes you feel like, woo, woo, energy, like sustains it through the day, improves your metabolism, quietens down your food noise. I think that's the main one, to be honest. So yeah, girls, if you're looking for something you don't want to go as far as that, worth giving it a try.
I think our code should work still right from the last one. Nip tuck.
Our code is Nip tuck.
Yeah, they've got loads of different vitamins on there as well. And they work.
But
and
yeah,
really,
the
nunny really
ones, we've had some really good feedback.
Yeah, someone stopped me in the street about the nunny one. So if you have problems down there, that's another one. But I just thought I'm gonna peruse my way through all of their vitamins and try them out.
Yeah, and berberine is like such a hot ingredient at the minute. So Betavits, go check it
go
out.
Girls.
So Lucas has just printed our scripts off and we have on here a crazy way that someone has caught their partner cheating. Now we all remember the Whoop. Was it the Whoop or the watch? The Fitbit? The Apple Watch.
Yeah.
It was a guy was not very active gentleman. And at 3 a.m. he did some calories. Like really like 7 minutes of intense calories.
But he told his girlfriend he was asleep. So that's weird.
So weird. So this is another similar experience. Over to Lauren.
So the Renfro scales that everyone seems to love, we've all raved about.
Love them.
They actually record at what time, because you can use it to record like your weight.
The lady got a notification.
The lady got a notification on a phone that somebody had weighed themselves at 3 a.m. Sounds like a post-sets clear out. And then while you're there, she thought, oh, scales, I wonder how I'm doing. Now, it records.
I would be like, oh, scales.
It records your weight. And let's just say it was nowhere near the same weight as this lady was. So she discovered that her husband had been cheating that way. And then don't forget the girl on the Alexa who heard the woman's voice requesting Alexa songs and asking what time it was to the Alexa. And it was all recorded at bits. These ways that they catch the cheating
guys,
out.
Get in touch if you have got another crazy way that you have caught someone cheating.
Yes, please do, because we just love it. And it's great to give you all advice because then you can check all these things. You know, exactly. You just think something's off. There are ways. We don't condone putting tracking devices or listening in cars, but people do. Right,
guys, thank you so much.
We're going to have to move a couple of things over to the bonus that we really wanted to talk about. One of them is Ashley's Vinted story. This girl, wow, I think it is better on the bonus anyway, to be honest.
She'll send a formal complaint to
I think we need to just double check that. We have got a load of slutty Susan dilemmas as well. So we're going to move them over to the bonus. You can listen to it on Patreon and watch it on Patreon if you're on there. Or you can listen to it on Apple Subs. But yeah, if you want to hear that episode, It's going to be a good one, and we will see you there.
Get in touch, guys. Head over to @NipTuckPod on Instagram. Guys, please tag us when you are listening. We need you all. We need you to subscribe to our YouTube. Join the chat on Patreon. You get so many extra benefits on Patreon. Don't forget, you're going to get early access to the iLaunch. You also get early access to the podcast. So you get the podcast at 5 p.m. on a Tuesday instead of a Wednesday. You also get full ad-free videos. You also get the bonus, which is on video two on a Friday. You've got the DM feature. You've got the chat features. All of the fun things that Patreon has. Then we have the YouTube. Hit the subscribe button.
Yes,
and get involved over on YouTube now. Again, please share when you are listening on Instagram. Keep the Nip Tuck gang
flying
going. Love you.
Love you. Bye.